escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Swung on, belted, high and deep, and it's another grand slam for Kyle Schwarber. And what a way to hit number 40 on the season. 11-3 Phillies. Schwarber with his second of the night.
Well, just a tremendous job by Schwarber yesterday. A whole bunch of the players with all sorts of slug out there. Six home runs. And Scott Fransky with a lot of great calls last night on WIP. All right, you can react to the Phils, the recent surge, the feeling of optimism that is certainly in the air much more than before Duran was acquired. They're playing good ball right now. By the way, game and a half up on the Mets, which is nice. And the Phils also in a battle not just with the Mets, but teams like the Dodgers and, you know, who's going to be the 2 seed, who's going to be the 1 seed, who's going to be the 3 seed. There's all sorts of scenarios. We'll go inside the Schwarber-Otani stuff in a moment. Tennis, reminder, tomorrow, 11:30. By the way, as we mentioned earlier, Phillies do have an afternoon game. So if you want to see us play tennis at 11:30, get your hiney moving on the early side, because you could run into some Phillies traffic. So I hope to see 11:30 FDR Park, obviously right by the sports complex. Quick question about a player that used to be, I think for a period of time, the number one player in Philly sports. When are we going to hear anything about Joel Embiid's status? I mean, guys, we're into August now. I mean, this is a league where there's you know, leaks to the Woj's. No, he's not there anymore. But the Shams, yeah. The local guys. I mean, there's been
nada.
Nothing. Rhea, give me a date. When do we hear he's in, he's out?
Training camp.
Or I thought we heard that it looked bad.
Well, there was someone that had a report, but we don't know that guy much. So I don't put great credibility in when it's not a main reporter guy. Ben, do we hear something in August from a credible source?
Possibly. I did see his new Skechers commercial.
Do you like it?
I mean, it is.
Well, that's the best update we've had.
That's what I'm saying.
That makes you feel warm and fuzzy.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I don't know. I wish I had. I don't know. August, maybe?
I mean,
I don't know.
It's wild.
Late August?
It's wild.
According to Newsweek, there's worry he might not be at his best and could potentially require further surgery.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course. You know what I mean? So. Oh, what a mess. All right, Kyle Schwarber, not a mess. He is so good that he has entered the MVP race in a significant way. So here's how it stacks up. Right now, Otani is the favorite and a pretty heavy favorite. So Otani is minus 650 to win MVP, minus 650. Schwarber is second for the MVP odds at plus 550. Third is Pete Crow Armstrong at plus 1,300. Fourth is Manny Machado at plus 4,800. So there's pretty big separation, really, between all four of them and obviously from the rest of the league. It looks like right now a Otani-Schwarber battle. Now let's look at the numbers. By the way, team record's incredibly comparable. Dodgers are just a half a game up on the Phillies. So team-wise, they're, you know, equal, so to speak. All right, Ben, when we size this up, Ohtani, 274 batting average, Schwarber, 258. Uh-huh. Edge to Ohtani, but not a massive difference. Home runs, Ohtani, 38, Schwarber, 40. RBIs for Ohtani, 73, Schwarber, 94. That's a pretty darn big difference.
Yeah.
Ohtani obviously gives you the steals that Schwarber does not. Ohtani with 15 stolen bases. OPS, which is on base plus slugging combined. OPS for Ohtani, he has the edge. 978 to Schwarber's 947. Somewhat of a spread, not massive, but enough that it gets your attention. Ohtani's had a couple innings pitched. You know, he's pitched 15 innings. Otherwise, obviously, you know, he's not the pitcher that he had been before the injury. Schwarber doesn't play the field the whole deal. I'll say this, Ben. I'm a little surprised Ohtani is such a heavy favorite, given that the numbers to me sound comparable. What do you make of it?
I'm with you. I think it's just tougher because giving it to a DH.
Yeah.
I mean,
that hurts.
Schwarber's played two or three games in left field this year.
Yeah, I think it's
maybe
six or seven, but it's
oh,
not
that many?
I thought, but whatever. It's not much.
I think it's closer to two or three.
Is it, James? Okay, well, my fault.
Yeah. I just think giving it to a DH is – it's like giving the MVP to a pitcher.
Well, this is something that – well, you're right. This is something Edgar Martinez battled in
Shohei
his years.
Shohei did it last year. And now he went 50-50, but Shohei was a DH last year. And
yeah,
MVP.
last year.
He was on a different planet last year.
Of course.
So James, what do you make of it? How much does the Schwarber not playing the field thing hurt him? How much should it hurt him?
I think it'll hurt him. You know, I think it always does in that situation. But when he's going up against Ohtani, it's a question of how many innings Ohtani gets in there. If he pitches more and more and their numbers stay the same, but Ohtani contributes on the mound, it's hard to say that Schwarber deserves it over Ohtani.
Yeah.
So, baseball is also one of those sports. We'll see in other sports where it's like football. Like, Tom Brady didn't win MVP every year. Mahomes doesn't win it every year. Like, they don't like to give it to the same guy every single year. Baseball, I don't care. Like, baseball Bonds won it seven times, you know? Like,
I agree.
So I think Ohtani, if I had to bet, and I know he's the favorite, but I think Ohtani should be the favorite. And is the front runner. But, I mean, Kyle Schwarber's a legitimate candidate.
He is in it.
Who means more to their team, to their respective team?
Probably Ohtani.
Look, I don't know, Ben. Ben, let me see.
I don't know about that, James.
Here's why I roll my eyes a little bit.
This year he's been hurt. Freddie Freeman's been out a lot this year.
Yeah.
Like, they still have a better record than the Phillies. I know they got a ton of guys, but Ohtani's been the only star who's been there and hit all year for them.
And, Ben, part of the reason why I roll my eyes a little bit when you ask that question, people can't see that on the radio, but you can see it on YouTube. Like, I actually hate when voters get caught up in that, and this is where the word value has become a very tricky thing in these, most valuable player. Like, I kind of just wish they would call it best player award.
Mm-hmm.
I think the value, like, in the NCAA tournament, it's the only entity I know in the Final Four, they call it the most outstanding player.
Yeah, and it's smart.
Which is like, who's the best player?
Right.
But these other sports put this value thing in there, and then you get to your point, Ben, you get into that, you get into the weeds of that and assess this guy versus the rest of his team. Look, I think Ohtani is a better baseball player. He plays the field. He's a better base runner. But I think Schwarber has a legitimate shot to win this. But I'll say it this way. For him to actually win it, you know, in boxing you're here to beat the champ? You got to beat the champ, meaning you can't let it go to the scorecard
right. After
12 rounds or the old 15 rounds. Like, you got to knock out the champ. That's how I feel about this thing with Schwarber and Ohtani.
Yeah,
Schwarber has to have a surge that knocks out Ohtani.
Not a surge.
Fair, John?
He has to keep the pace.
Well,
I think because right now he's on a surge.
But it feels like if they're both sitting at 40 home runs, you give it to Shohei.
Well, let's say they're both at 55. Like, if they're both at 55 at the end of the year, I just feel like Ohtani will get it.
Yeah. So Kyle has to differentiate himself. Like, he has to be at 65 to show his 55.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that big a spread, but something like that, yeah.
I know one thing. The bottom of the lineup has to continue to get on base.
To get him RBIs
and get him where they have to pitch to him. Otherwise, this dude ain't going to see any pitches. That's the bottom line.
He's got Harper behind him, though, in this lineup.
I know, and Harper's been great. But isn't it funny how – both these guys are going off right now because they're both so hot. You have to pitch to both these guys. And that's why having that and that four hole is so big with JT and Cassidy, because they're going to have to give protection to Harper. Otherwise, he's not going to get anything to hit.
It's been
right now, they are producing, so they are seeing pitches to hit.
Fascinating Philly season and fun lately. It was kind of a root canal for 4 months, which is ironic because they were a pretty darn good team for 4 months. But since Duran got here, a lot more fun. All right, we'll talk to Elliot in a few minutes on the Eagles, everything going on as they prepare for their first preseason game. We'll also remind you of the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Make sure you visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, which position do you think Jahyd Campbell will play more this season? A, edge rusher. B, inside linebacker. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We're also looking for a rascal from the fictional variety. Best answer wins the Linkin Park tickets. To the phones, let's get to Mike. He's giving us a shout here from Allentown. Mike, good morning. Mikey Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Not ready. Just not ready to go.
Think he was sleeping?
I think.
Sounded like you got busy.
Like he had the radio
the phone
on.
Down.
He had the radio on, and he screwed up. Come on, bud. I mean, don't be like Fritz with a double serve. Let's go. Let's go to Cornelius right now. Cornelius, you got a good name. Good morning. Cornelius, come on.
Is he joking
or is
this real?
Let's hear it. He's sleeping. Let's listen.
Sounds like there's a fly.
He's definitely sleeping.
No, he's sleeping. No, everyone be quiet for a second. Let's listen. He is sleeping.
Oh, yeah. He's out. Should we try to wake him up?
Cornelius, wake up!
Cornelius!
So great.
Oh, my God. He's really out.
Cornelius!
I hope he doesn't have to get to work anytime soon.
Yo! Corny!
Cornelius!
All right. Well, wow. Here's what we'll do. We're going to put him on hold.
Is that a first time?
We're going to, for us. We're
I
gonna,
know it's happened before.
We're going to check back in on him.
We must be having a great
in
show.
In a few minutes. We're going to check in on him in a few minutes.
Yeah,
I predict
really
when
him,
we
right?
do, he won't hey. Know that we went to him. If he's awake
still be sleeping, day, man. He needs to get up.
I don't know what to tell you.
How can we get
Maybe
louder
he works
than
second
that?
Shift.
No, let's just find out what happens over the next 20 minutes, hour. We'll see if he arises from his slumber.
Yeah, we'll have to keep tabs on him.
All right, Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Well, I am awake, fellas.
Sorry.
What up, pal?
What's going on? Good morning, Ben Davis.
How are you?
Pretty good, man.
Well, does Ben get his own hello? What is that about?
It's pretty
awesome. Well, I know it's pretty awesome, but I mean, come on. I mean, you got four other people here, man. What the hell?
No one's bigger than the team, Joe. You guys are all like one cohesive.
Yeah, no I in team.
I got full size Ritas here.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool.
It does kind of differentiate me.
Three flavors, too.
Yeah, three flavors in my Ritas.
I love it.
Yeah.
You ask for it?
Yeah. And it's got lemon, mango, and blue raspberry. And this combo is out of this world, guys.
Love it.
John, that's like your second one today.
Just got it. All right, Ed, what do you got on our teams? Talk to me.
Yeah, so I'm really curious about this Jacorian Bennett signing. One, because he was cast off from the Raiders, you know, Pete Carroll's defense. He loves these big, long, rangy corners, and, like, he just doesn't really fit that mold. And he comes over to the Eagles, and you know, this is a very outlandish take, but hear me out for a second. Last year, we signed this, you know, outside edge rusher, 3-4 years in the league, and then we kind of reinvented him and turned him into an all-pro. What I think that Fangio may do here is he fits the mold perfectly of a slot corner in terms of his skill set. What if Jacorian Bennett starts?
He's only played on the outside, though.
Yeah,
he's small, but he's only been outside.
He's played 30 snaps in the slot, so he's done it.
Yeah,
before,
but that's not but that's not, that's nothing.
Okay, well, that's you know that's my hot take for the day. You're welcome. But so the MVP race is really kind of interesting. It's like you know, Otani hasn't really pitched enough to be kind of differentiate himself there. His OPS is pretty much identical to Schwarber's. And, you know, who's more valuable to which lineup? I think it really is. I mean, the Vegas odds say one thing.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
It feels to me more of a dead heat than that.
Well, let me just say this, though, Ed. Part of the Schwarber DH thing is, you know, if he played defense, he would be a bad defender. Yeah. Like, that is a mark against him. I mean, he's not DHing because it's like darted a dartboard. Like, he is a poor defender. And that is going to hurt Schwarber in the MVP race.
Yeah,
right?
So
I mean, it's part of the game. I mean, he's a DH for a reason.
Yeah, did Edgar Martinez ever win MVP or no?
Well, he didn't win an MVP, but he did get to the Hall of Fame. But that was controversial because, Ben, he was the first DH, full-time DH that got to the Hall, correct?
Yeah. Well, was David Ortiz put
it
in?
It was after,
but,
yeah.
But Ortiz
Edgar
was
first.
After.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Edgar was playing in the 90s.
I played with Edgar for 3 years.
You know what he says, Ben?
What's that?
I play with Ben Davis.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what
he
says.
He don't say I play with Griffey, Randy Johnson, and
or
A-Rod.
Ichiro.
Ichiro. He says, I play with that guy, Ben Davis, pride of Malvern Prep.
I got some amazing stories about Edgar.
Well, we got to hear that in a second. Ed, give me an answer. Who's a rascal?
Has Dennis the Menace been said?
Has been said, yeah. And is a big answer. Give me a different one.
How about Charlie Kelly and It's Always Sunny?
You got
definitely
it,
is. Great answer.
Ed, appreciate that call. We're going to talk to Elliot Shore Parks in a moment. We got Ben telling us he's got an Edgar Martinez story.
I just looked up. Ohtani has a 2.40 ERA.
Yeah.
That's, I mean.
Now, it's only in 15 innings, to be clear.
I know, but that's.
Still.
Yeah. That's pretty darn good.
Look, we know when healthy, he was one of the better pitchers in baseball.
He's just a freak.
And look, he is going to get more. He's got two more months to pitch.
Yeah.
So, you know, that number could go up. James, are they good? James, is the Dodgers' desire to have him start a game in October?
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what their plan is. My guess is, I mean, they've had some real injuries in the rotation. You know, they've had to mix guys in and out. So, I don't know. I don't know what their plan is for him as a pitcher this year.
I would say 100%, yes.
I mean, you would think since he was one of the best pitchers in baseball before the injury, you would think they'd want him to be one of their four starters.
Without a doubt.
They would need to stretch him out. Like, maybe opener type thing, but I don't think at this rate he's going to be able to start a full game in the playoffs.
Not yet, but he still has 2 months. Yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. He's in front of Aaron Nola right now.
Yeah, he's gone a couple innings each time out. He's progressing to that.
Yeah.
So,
all right, give me an Edgar story, Ben.
ones that I can tell on radio. There's one time. First of all, this guy, he could only use bats that were between 30.5 ounces and 30.8 ounces.
So that's light.
Light, very light.
Very light.
And when his bats would break, they would blow up.
Wow.
And he had a scale in his locker, and he put the bat in a styrofoam cup and put it on the scale. And if it was not between 30.5 and 30.8 ounces, he would not use the bat.
He was a professional hitter. He was.
But I remember we were in Anaheim, and he blew out his hamstring. Like, he needed surgery on it. 7 days later, I go out for early hitting, and I hear this crack of the bat. I'm like, what the hell? Who the hell's hitting right at this hour? Edgar's hitting off a tee with a surgically repaired hamstring. 7 days. I said, Edgar, what the hell are you doing? He goes, Poppy, I'm working on my swing.
I love the puppy.
I mean, this guy was a machine. He was but I'm like, and I just, like, I looked at him, I scratched my head, I just walked out to the field. Like, I couldn't say anything to the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy had two batting titles. He had two bat models named after him. Was an M348 and an M356. Both the averages that he won the batting title with. So he had two Louisville Slugger bat models named
after
him.
That's so cool. He was amazing.
Yeah.
And it's incredible the talent Seattle used to have. And when you consider five Hall of Famers in that small window.
Yeah.
Because each row didn't play with the others.
A-Rod's not a Hall of Famer.
Well, that's true. You're right.
You're a literalist.
Team in about a 5-year span to have A-Rod Griffey, Randy Johnson, Edgar Martinez, and Ichiro. That's ridiculous. All right, let's talk to Elliot Shure Parks. He does an unbelievable job, obviously, covering the Eagles here for us on WIP. He's presented today by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliot.
What's up? How you guys doing this morning?
Elliot, bigger draw to South Philly tomorrow. Philly's afternoon game. Or me versus Fritz about an hour before the game at FDR Park?
Well, I think the biggest draw is the hammer, of course. I mean, I don't know why else people, you know. What else are you going to South Philly for?
Well, there's that Schwarber guy. I mean, he's become a kind of must-say.
He doesn't even play defense. You play both sides. You know, you do all five sports. No. Yeah.
Well, we'll see how much I got range tomorrow. All right, Ellie, let's talk birds. Eagles came out with, and we always look forward to this day. And yesterday was the day when they release their first official depth chart.
Yeah.
What stood out to you as the most interesting thing on the depth chart that the Eagles unleashed?
Yeah, probably that big thing at the top that says compiled by the public relations staff. I would say certainly, you know, interesting. But no, I mean, look, these are always a good indication of what the team knows people view as battles, right? And where they're not willing to name a starter yet. So for me, Adoree Jackson and Kelee Ringo being kind of right next to each other there was noteworthy. And I also think with them making a trade last night, acquiring Bennett from Las Vegas, it is obvious that they are not super happy with what they're getting from their second cornerback spot right now. Vic Fangio talked yesterday, called it close. He did say some nice things about Adoree, but I think at this point they probably wish somebody would be separating themselves. So I think that number two cornerback spot, it's not a coincidence they made a trade at that position last night.
Elliot, who's more likely to start week one this year? Inside linebacker, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. or Jahad Campbell?
I think Jahad Campbell. Jahad Campbell might be the best player they've had on defense in camp so far this year, regardless of status of rookie or anything. And honestly, if Saquon wasn't so unbelievable on offense, Campbell might be the best player they've had in camp. So every time he's out there, he's making plays. Saquon joked yesterday that he probably needs to take a bit of a step back with how physical he's been at the end of some of these reps. But I think the defense needs that. With Chauncey leaving, you know, they need somebody that's going to kind of see ignition on the defensive side of the ball. And I think Campbell's been that. So they've had a lot of good performances. Quinion's been good, but I think Jahad Campbell is going to be out
there. Well, real quick, so, John, let me play that audio. I got that audio, and then let's get your reaction. James, it's number one, Saquon One. That's our private lingo. Saquon, yesterday on the Eagles' Rook, Jahad Campbell.
Super raw, like freaky athletic. I think it's going to be a problem, a real big problem for a lot of guys in this league. Having to go against him and blocking him. Like, it's kind of built like Micah a little bit, knowing Micah for a long time. So I feel like, as he grows and learn the game a little bit more, we're going to be able to put him in different spots. But just raw, like uber athletic, can fly, aggressive, probably too aggressive in camp right now, to be honest. Got to teach him to stay away from the guys in red and, knowing when to tag off and take shots. But you'd rather him be more aggressive than not.
A lot of good stuff in there, John.
So amazing stuff. This is exactly what you want from your linebackers, from your defenders. But I'm curious, Jahad Campbell or Nolan Smith, Elliott, who is the bigger practice All-American? Like, who is the guy who's crazier and more all-go in practice? Because Nolan Smith concussed himself the first day of pads. Nolan Smith is out there, like, in my mind, he's the guy that everyone's like, oh, man, this guy's got to tone it down. Now we got another, and that's a great thing because, remember, Nick Sirianni told us last year he wants his son to grow up to play like Nolan Smith, to prepare like Nolan Smith. And now Jahad Campbell's doing more of the same. Which guy is crazier, Elliott? Which guy is more of a headache to the offense?
Yeah, I would say Jahad Campbell. Like you said, Nolan Smith, unfortunately did suffer a concussion. But I would say, I've covered Nolan in his practices. He's a great practice player. I think Jahad has probably been more physical at the end of these practices and end of these reps. And what Saquon's talking about is, Dallas Goedert catches the ball and he knocks him to the ground. Saquon's coming around the edge. Jahad gets there and doesn't hit him, but he definitely makes his presence felt. Anaya Smith caught a pass yesterday, and Jahad Campbell picked him up at the end of it. Fortunately didn't throw him to the ground, but did place him back down on the ground. So, yeah, I think Jahad's been super physical.
Wow. And then Zach Bond not practicing. What's his timeline to come back? How concerned should we be?
I don't think too concerned. There's still a full month to go before the game, or I guess less than a month now after yesterday. So they have time. Obviously they play a game on Thursday, the preseason game. He wasn't going to play in that game anyway. So my guess is they're back out on the practice field Saturday. Saturday for me is the day where, if guys aren't out there still, like if AJ's not out there, if Bond's not out there, then maybe you start to, get a little bit worried. But there's so much time. These guys played so much football last year. I'm sure they're gonna take it slow with them, and that's probably the right move, all things considered.
We, talking about Nolan Smith, talking about edge guys, Jahad, a potential edge guy, Jalix Hunt, another edge guy. It feels like we only have a couple cemented in that we're certain of. Who of that second tier, Azeez Ojulari, Ogbo Okoronkwo, Josh Uche, Patrick Johnson, O'Shawn Mathis, those guys, who is differentiating himself? Because we need a second line of defense, essentially. We need a couple more guys to
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails.
Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Make a real push here.
Yeah, I think Josh Uche has definitely separated himself as that third edge for them. I mean, you know, Jalix has been awesome, so I wouldn't say Uche has been better than him, but Uche has probably stood out more so, I think, than Nolan Smith in camp. Again, Nolan Smith's time, but Uche has, I think in the last 3 days, you probably have him down with three sacks, one of which was a strip sack where he got to the quarterback. Not clear if he actually hit the ball out, but he certainly was there and the ball was fumbled, so it looked like he might have got a hand on it. But he's been good. Yesterday, he even got first-team reps, despite the fact Jalix was healthy. Jalix was with the second team. So I think Jalix is the starter. They're probably just rotating guys in and out. But it was a good sign for how they feel about him that they put him in there over Azeez Ojulari, because Azeez Ojulari got $3 million guaranteed. Josh Uche got less than $1 million. So just financially, they've made it clear, you know, who they value more. So for Uche to be outplaying Ojulari, I think is very good for him. And, you know, he's accomplished more than any other edge has on the roster. Like, he's had down years, but he's had a year none of them have. So there's definitely the upside there.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here as we broadcast from camp. Eagles with a game in 2 days. Elliot, we don't expect to see Jalen Hurts in that game. Could, but don't expect it. You've seen everything he's done here at camp. We haven't talked to you since last week. Last few days, last couple of practices, how has Jalen looked?
So yesterday was a better day. I think over the past maybe 4 or 5 practices or so, the offense has been just 2 or 3 completions away from having a great day. Like, he's been completing a good percentage of his passes. He's keeping the ball out of harm's way. But each day it feels like there's been 2 or 3 moments where they could really use a completion there, whether it's in the red zone, whether it's a deep pass that was there to be made and he missed it. So that's been holding the offense back, I think, over the past few days. But yesterday, they finally got some of those completions. They did a competitive drill where it was situational football. Third down, backed up against the end zone, and Jalen Hurts hits Devontae Smith for a first down. Later in practice, the offense and defense are tied 3-3 and kind of like drill wins, if that makes sense. So there's a 7th for an overtime. The offense goes out on the field. Everyone's going crazy. You know, like, the players are really into it. The music's playing. And Jalen hits Devontae again for a first down. So I thought it was a step in the right direction for the offense yesterday. And, you know, they probably won't do too much today. But, yeah, I think they got things going a little bit.
Elliot, what about him getting to the 3rd and 4th receiver? So that was my biggest issue with him last year. It's not how he throws the ball, but it's at times he doesn't pull the trigger, and at times I don't think he gets to the 3rd and 4th receiver. I think it's part of what Goddard and Saquon's receptions were so low compared to what their ability you'd think they should have. Do you see progression with him this training camp with the progressions?
Yeah, so, you know, hard for me to tell because I don't know what play they're calling, but yeah. I will say, like, I think he was a little better at it last year than maybe you're giving him credit for. I agree with you. I think the main issue with the passing game was if the first thing wasn't there, I do think sometimes he pulled it down. But I thought he did a better job last year of going through his progressions than he did in 2023 and certainly than he did as a rookie. So, yeah, I think he's done a good job distributing the ball. Like, he's not putting the ball in harm's way, which and Saquon, I think, has 18 catches so far in practice. So, like, he's been involved in the passing game. Goddard has more targets than anybody in the entire camp. So, like, the tight ends and running backs are catching the ball. But I just don't think something we'll have a true answer for until week one against Dallas, where it's a real game.
With A.J. Down and not practicing, I saw that Johnny Wilson was getting a lot more opportunities. How much is he capitalizing on those looks, those reps that he's getting out there?
Yeah, I don't think he's capitalizing on it. I think he's had a poor camp. I think Elijah Cook has played better than him. And, you know, I think if their draft stock was even, I think that Elijah Cooks would probably make the team over Johnny Wilson. Now, the good news for Johnny Wilson is there's still 3.5 weeks or, you know, I guess 3 weeks to go until they make final cuts. So he has time. But, you just see him out there, and there's plays. Like, a good example is last week. There was a play in the back corner of the end zone. The ball's thrown up. It's him versus Mack McWilliams, who's a rookie, who's 5'10", like, undersized. This is a play Johnny Wilson should make. And the ball is in his hands. Like, it should have been a touchdown. Mack McWilliams rips it out. It falls incomplete. So, I don't think he's made the most of his opportunities.
Ellie, what about Jake Elliott? Caller asked us earlier today, and I really didn't know the answer. Some people may forget he struggled last year compared to his normal standard. Do you sense with what you've seen him kick that he's back on track?
Yeah, so we haven't really, like, he doesn't kick it a ton and where we're watching. He's normally off to the side. What I will say when it comes to Jake Elliott is I think the long snapper is really the story here. And I'm not completely absolving Jake Elliott, but obviously they felt long snapping was an issue because they moved on from Rick Lovato and they brought in Charlie Hewlett. Now, they made an interesting roster move this week where they cut a cornerback and brought in another long snapper. Now, Charlie Hewlett has a neck injury. He's listed as limited in terms of what the Kellis guys are going to do. But he was out there snapping yesterday. So I wonder if maybe they don't like what they see so far from Charlie Hewlett. And that's going to be a big part of the kicking game this year because the hold, the operation, all that's super important for Jake Elliott, like the timing, how comfortable he is. So that's just definitely something to watch over these next 3 weeks. And for everyone that says, you know, it's a preseason game, who cares? Like, the kicks Jake Elliott takes on Thursday are going to be ultra important. Like, how is it going? Who's going to be the long snapper? I think that's kind of where they're at right now with that.
And is Cooper DeJean going to be the punt returner?
It's a good question. Vic was asked about it, and also Michael Clay. They both kind of gave nondescript answers. He has been out there returning punts like when the other guys are. Yeah. I just don't see how you can keep having him back there. He's too important on the defense. He has so much on his plate this year with playing multiple positions on the defense. But they need someone else to step up and do it. Anaya Smith has had only an okay camp, I would say. Avery Williams, the guy they signed that does kicks and punts, been pretty, I would say, you know, not making plays on offense, at least. So him on Thursday night returning will be big. So I don't
maybe
think
maybe Jahan Dotson?
Yeah, maybe. Jahan could probably get back there and do it. I think they'd prefer to have someone a little lower down the depth chart. But, on Thursday night, that'll be a big one to watch.
Yeah.
I was disappointed, Elliot, to see with their depth chart that Cooper DeJean is still listed as the starter at punt returner. I know it's a month to
I agree.
I still think of when Darren Sproles, if you guys remember that one time he got freaking smoked.
Yep.
I mean, smoked. I think he called a fair catch and the guy drilled him.
The guy drilled him anyway.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, man.
It's a concern. They shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. But look,
I'm sure Vic doesn't like it.
But he's very good at it. So it's, you know, my mindset is put him back there if it's the end of the game and you need a big punt return. Kind of like they did with Westbrook later in his career. Kind of like the Washington team used to do with Darryl Green. But do I want him as the full-time guy? I don't. All right, Elliot, great work, pal. We look forward to Thursday and a game day, believe it or not, an Eagles game day in 2 days. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep, talk to you later.
All right, good stuff from Elliot. Sure, Parks. 215-592-9494. Hey, you can hit us up on Time's Yours. Anything on your sports mind, that Phillies barrage of home runs last night, the me and Fritz competition, who do you think is going to win? Why did almost everybody doubt me? Can somebody answer that question on Time's Yours, please? Why does almost – because, Ben, you know, I told you guys right from the start, I'm going to win this competition.
Yeah, I appreciate your confidence.
And I'm not being arrogant about it. I believe it.
You thoroughly believe it.
I do believe it. Like, I'm not convinced. Like, I'm not guaranteeing I'm going to win the overall – But I'll tell you this. I think I win tennis. I think I win basketball. I think I win. Someone makes sense of it on Times Yours. Why am I so doubted? Not since Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts has somebody been more doubted. And those and Nick Sirianni. And those three guys came through. Times Yours, 215-238-4500. Plus, inbounds or out of bounds. Seltzer, inbounds or out of bounds for the Hammer to compare himself to Hurts, Sirianni, and Foles.
So far out of bounds. I was just going to move on and pretend it didn't happen.
Someone hit us up on Times Yours, 215-238-4500. Best calls make the show. Big 9 o'clock hour coming up next. Phone calls next on 94 WIP.
If you are a pet parent like me, you're always giving 100% of your focus to your pet, which in Cheney's case is never enough. But I love my dog, and I love keeping him happy and healthy. And that's why I go to Dogs and Cats Roll. The lead dog, George Perante at Dogs and Cats Roll, they tell you it's the place not only to get help, but many solutions for your pet needs. My pet, Cheney, suffers from allergies, so it's always an issue we have to deal with. If you're looking for natural flea and tick prevention, you got to go check out Dogs and Cats Roll. When it comes to food, they have an amazing selection at Dogs and Cats Roll stores. They have a large selection of raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, air-dried, dehydrated, and premium kibble and can. Visit Dogs and Cats Roll. They have 7 convenient neighborhood locations. Princeton and Pennington in New Jersey, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope in Pennsylvania. For more information, online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. That's Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.